Okay, we left off on Daf Mem Aleph and Beis yesterday. We began the sugya that discussed someone who's meshachrer chatzi avdo. Person owns the entire slave, unlike the cases we've been discussing where it's a shutfus in a slave. One person owns the entire slave, and he's meshachrer half of him. So the Brice, according to Machlokas Tanaim, where Rebbe says that it works, you could be kona, it's a valid form of half shichrur, and the Chacham say, no, there's no such thing. You can't be meshachrer half of your ownership in a slave. Now, within that machlokas tanaim, we had a machlokas amoraim under what circumstances those tanaim disagree. First, we had the opinion of Rabbah that the whole machlokas is only if you try to be meshachrer half of your eved with a shtar. But if you try to be meshachrer half of your eved with kesef, everyone would agree that that's okay. Everyone would agree that it would work, meaning even the Chachamim would agree to Rebbe that you can be Meshachar Chatzi Eved B'Kesef. Then we had a Shita of Rav Yosef, which we're going to skip the original way that Rav Yosef was presented and go straight to the Maskana, where at the end of the day it turned out Rav Yosef had to hold, because of a Kasha on him, that the Machlokas is in both cases. The Machlokas is both when you try to be Meshachar him with a Shtar, as well as if you try to be Meshachar him with Kesef. In both of those situations, when you're Meshachar Chatzi Avdo, Rebbe would say it works, the Chachamim would say it doesn't work. We left off at Tashema, where the Gemara is going to try to bring a Raya as to who's correct in this Machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Yosef in how to understand the Machlokas Tanaim. So Tashema, as I said, is where we left off. The Gemara quotes the pasuk v'haftei lo niftas, is what the pasuk says. V'haftei, so yachal akol. I might think v'haftei means that we're talking about a case where the woman who is a shivcha is totally freed. Tamalomar lo niftasa. That's why the pasuk immediately follows it up by saying lo niftasa. She wasn't totally redeemed. I lo niftasa yachal akol. If she's not redeemed, I would say she's not redeemed at all. Tamad lomar vahavdei. That's why the pasuk has vahavdei, to balance out the lo niftasa. Haketzad, how could a person both be freed and not freed at the same time? So peduya ve'ena peduya. So the case is that a woman is she's half freed. She's peduya ve'ena peduya. Bekesef u'beshava kesef. Right, the pasuk is speaking about with money. Ve'en liyala bekesef. So I only know that there's such a concept called freeing a woman with kesef b'shtar minayin. How do I know that it could be done with a shtar as well? That a woman can go out, that a shivcha can go out lecherus with a shtar as well. Tamalomer v'avdelo nuftasa ochuv shalonitan la ula alanu omer v'kasav la sefer krisus. So mala halon b'shtar afkan b'shtar. So we darshan to connect pidyon b'kesef with pidyon b'shtar. So there is such a concept of freeing a slave with shtar. Ein li ala chetzio b'kesef o kulo b'shtar. But still, I only see from there that you can be meshachrer a chatzi eved with kesef, or you could be meshachrer an entire eved b'shtar. Chatzio b'shtar minayin. How do I know you could be meshachrer chatzi eved with a shtar? Tamalomar vavdei lo niftasa ochuv shalo nitan la. Makish shtar lekesef. We have a hekish between pidyon b'shtar and pidyon b'kesef. Makesef bein kulo bein chatzio. Avshtar nami bein kulo bein chatzio. Just like you can be poda an eved with kesef entirely, or you can be poda half of your ownership in the Eved with Kesef, so too by Shtar, you have that option. You can be poda the Eved entirely with a Shtar, or you can be poda half your ownership in the Eved with a Shtar. So says the Gemara, now that we've quoted that Braisa, let's plug it back into our Machlokas Amoraim. Bishlam al Rav Yosef, I understand very well, according to Rav Yosef, that the Machlokas about whether you can be poda and Chatzi Avdo applies both to Shtar and Kesef. So Basar di Itosav Hamani Rebihi. So then, once you have Rav Yosef's opinion after he was schlugged up, and once he had to maintain that the machlokas is both bishtar and bikesef, so this brisa is very simply the shita of Rebbe. Rebbe is the one that holds that meshachar chatzi avdo works both with shtar and with kesef, as is explicit in this brisa. Elo l'Rabba, but according to Rabba, so keep in mind, what did Rabba hold? That with Kesef, everybody agrees it works. It's only a machlokas regarding shtar, right? When you're Meshachar Chatzi Avdu l'shtar, that's when Rebbe's going to say it works, and the Chachamim are going to say it doesn't work. But with Kesef, everyone agrees it works. So El Rabba Reisha Divrei Hakol. When we talk about being Meshachar Chatzi Avdu with Kesef, that's everybody's shita. That's not only Rebbe. Even the Rabbanan agree to that. The Sefer Rebbe. And then the Sefer, when it talks about being Meshachar Chatzi Avdo with Shtar, that's only the shita of Rebbe. That's no longer the Rekol. Why does the Brisa switch halfway from expressing the shita of Divrei Hakol to expressing the shita of Rebbe? If you think about it for a minute, this is a highly unusual question for the Gemara to ask. Meaning, the Brisa is not really a problem. Why don't you just say the Brisa is also going like Rebbe? Meaning, the Gemara is going to answer this, but still, it's in one of its answers, but still the Havamin is very schwer. It's normally when we ask a question like this, we try to demonstrate how a Brisa doesn't fit any of the opinions in Tanayim according to one way of the way the Amoraim understand it. Over here we're saying, this Brisa really fits both of the Amoraim's understandings of the Tanayim. There's no one that's going to say, I can't think of a single Tana that would agree to both halachos and that Brisa. Both of the Amoraim will say, Rebbe for sure agrees to both halachos and the Brisa. Right? Everyone's going to say that. So it's a strange question to say, yeah, but the first halacha even the Rabbanan would agree to, and the second halacha the Rabbanan wouldn't agree to. Why is that a problem? I saw the Kikayon Diona ask the question. I didn't really appreciate his answer so much. He said the implication of the wording of the Brisa is that there are two different opinions, is that it's one opinion being expressed, or two different opinions being expressed, but I'm not meaning the implication of the wording of the Reisha is that it has to be Divrei Hakol, and the Seifa that it has to be Rebbe. I'm not really sure what he's talking about. So Amr al-Kharaba, in Reisha Divrei Hakol, the Seifa Rebbe. So Rabbi will say, what's the problem? The Reisha is expressing everybody's opinion, the Seifa is expressing Rebbe's opinion. There's no problem with that. Ravashi, I'm a Rebbe. Ravashi says, no, more directly. It's Rebbe. It's simply the entire thing is Rebbe. So the entire Brisa is expressing the opinion of Rebbe that it works when you're Meshachar, Chatzi Avdo. Now Rebbe happens to hold it works Bein Bishtar, Bein Bekesef. So the Brisa expresses the opinion in the Reisha regarding Kesef and in the Sefer regarding Shtar. And there's no problem. So again, the Havamin is a little bit difficult, what the Gemara's Kasha was. Says Gemara Vaitra, El Masnisin de Ketani, will ask a further Raya. Masnisin de Ketani, our Mishnah, which said, Misha Chetziov and Chetziov ben Chorin, spoke about a case of a guy who was a half slave, half free man, Bishlam el Rabba Mukum lo Bekesef et Devrei Hakol. So Rabba could simply say, how did a person get into that situation? Someone owned an Eved, freed half of him with Kesef, and that's and everyone holds you can free half an eved with kesef. El Rav Yosef lema Rebbe hivlo Rabbanan. But according to Rav Yosef, this should only fit the shita of Rebbe and not fit the shita of the Rabbanan. Meaning, according to Rav Yosef, everyone in both cases, both by a case of shtar and with a case of kesef, the Rabbanan would say you cannot be Meshachar Chatzi Avdo. So our Mishnah, the very case of our Mishnah, is an impossibility according to the Rabbanan. So is our Mishnah only expressing the Shita of Rebbe and not the Rabbanan? So Amar Ravina answers, Be'evit Shal Shnei Shutvin B'divrei Hakol. No, the case is not where the Evit started out with a single owner, and then after having a single owner, the single owner was a Meshachar half of him. In Achinami, that would only be a possibility according to Rebbe. The cases where the Eved started out being owned by Shnei Shutfin, he started out being owned by two partners. One of the partners was Meshachar him, and when that partner was Meshachar him, he became a Chatzi Eved, V'Chatzi Ben Chorin. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabba Machlokas B'Sheshichrar Chetzio. So now a new issue. Says Rabba, the whole Machlokas, new issue relating to that Brisa, not relating to the previous Machlokas. The Machlokas in the Brisa between Rebbe and the Rabbanan is only when you're Meshachar half of your Eved V'Niach Chetzio, and you keep half for yourself. But if you free half of the Eved and you sell the other half of the Eved, or you free half and you give the other half as a matana to someone else, given to kanafik minei kulei divrei hakol kana. Since you're totally being misalik yourself from the Eved, you're getting rid of the Eved entirely from your own rishus, everyone would agree it works. Meaning the problem of Meshachar Chatzi Avdo is only going to be a problem even according to the Chacham, well, it is a problem. It's only going to be a problem if you keep half for yourself. If you're not totally getting rid of your Eved, but if you're completely getting rid of him, just in two different ways, half of him you're getting rid of through Shechrer, and you're half getting rid of him through giving him away, so then everyone would agree it's going to work. Rav Aaron Cutler explains in the Mishnah Rav Aaron that in general, what's the chisaron of getting rid of half of something? Why wouldn't it work to get rid of half? So he says, look by get isha. Why by get isha does getting rid of half of it by giving a get l'chatzi ishto not work? So there are two problems. Number one, that's chisaron increases. We have a din that you need davar akores beino levena. You need something that's absolutely kores, something that absolutely cuts off the relationship. And number two, it's a problem in the sense that that we have a hekesh between havaya and yitzia, between kiddushin and gerushin. And just like you can't be mekadesh chatzi isha, so you can't be megarish chatzi isha. If you carry that over to a get, you would have you would have similar problems, right? To a shtar shechur, rather, you would have similar problems, right? And this is a good way to analyze the continuation of the Gemara, as we'll have to think about this. You have the problem of, is it a real krisus? So the Chora over here, you've addressed the problem of a real krisus. When you are mishachar chatzi avdo, and then you give away the other half, so you are totally being koris yourself from the Eved. So you've solved the problem of krisus. And regarding the hekish to kiddushin, well, there is no such hekish by shichur eved. That's only by a get isha. So that's why that's why divrei akol, it is going to work. It is going to be kona when you are misalik yourself from both halves of the eved, one half through shichur and the other half through some other means. Amalei Abaye b'kula lo pligi. So Abaye says, really, wait a second. If you totally rid yourself of the Eved, do they not argue? Va'atani chada, does everyone really agree that it's a valid form of getting rid of the Eved? Va'atani chada, but don't we have a following steer in Brises, which can only be answered if we assume that they do argue when you're misalik yourself from the entire Eved? Va'atani chada, we have one Brises that says, akosiv nechasov l'shnei avadav, that if you write all of your possessions over to your two avadim, Kanu, so they're both Kanu, Meshachrin, Zeh, they're both Kona, exactly half of your Nechasim, so therefore each one has half ownership in the other one, so they're simply Meshachrer each other, and then everything's good, then they're totally free. V'tanya, so apparently, even though you were Meshachrer half of them, it worked, meaning you tried to be Meshachrer both of them you wrote Kol Nechasim L'Shnei Avadav, meaning you're giving each of them half, still it worked when you gave each of them half, and therefore they give each other the other halves of them. V'tanya idach ha'omer kol nichsai nesunin l'ploni uploni avadai, that if you say I'm giving all of my nechasim to Ruvein and Shimon, my avadim af atzmam lo kanu, they're not even kona themselves. So it's a direct steer in the two brises. So what do you see? What must the machlokas between the brises be? My love, harebi harabanan. Isn't the machlokas the exact machlokas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan? Can you be meshachar chatzi eved? Can you say to your eved, I'm giving you half of you? And what's the case over here? The case over here is not where you're meshachar chatzi eved and you keep the other half. No, the case over here is you're meshachar chatzi eved and you give the other half to the other guy. So you're getting rid of the eved totally from your rishus. So don't you see clearly over here that in this case, that even in a case where you're completely misalik yourself from the eved, you still have a machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan? There's still a machlokas, they still disagree? So the Gemara is going to suggest three different possible approaches to answering that stira in the Brisa that will not involve saying that it's a machlokas, Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Right? Three different approaches to explaining this stira between the one Brisa that says that if you give all of your nechasim to two avadim, that they acquire everything and they're meshachar each other, and the other Brisa that says you give all of your nechasim to the two avadim, nothing works. It doesn't work at all. They're not kona anything. So it says Gemara, lo. Edvid Rabbanan. Maybe both prices really agree with the Rabbanan that in general you would not be kona if you're meshachar chatzi eved, but when you are misalik yourself entirely from the eved by being meshachar half of him and giving half of him away, that would work. Both prices would say it would work. Hada amar kulo, hada amar chatzi chatzi. The difference is, though, in the brisa where it works is where you say where you are totally misalik at one time, where you say all of the the possessions should go to these avadim. Right? You write. Rashi says, "Hadamar kulo kamaisa kigon shekasav shnei shtaros." You write two different shtaros. Could the preachers call echad kasav, and each star you write kol nichsay leploni avdi. All of my nechasim go to Ploni Avdi, right? You write and you give that same identical star to each eved. Umod Rabbanan dekivan dezikalam bebasachas v'nafki kulu minei kanu. And the Rabbanan would agree it works because you are misalik yourself entirely from the avadim all at one time. But the second brisa, which says it doesn't work, u'basraisa damer chatzi chatzi b'shtara echad kasav chatzi nechselach v'chein b'sheni lechavero. You only write in the shtar that I'm giving each eved. You give a shtar to each eved that says, I'm giving you half of my nechasim. Lefichach lo kanu, davalei b'kol echad shichar chetzio v'yiniya chetzio. Because by each eved, what you are doing is, you are being meshachar half of him and still keeping half for yourself. You are not being meshachar half and giving the other half away simultaneously, and you're meshachar half and keeping half for yourself, and that's why it doesn't work. And then says Rashi Yechidish, v'lomi bayi kasav umasar lezeh, v'hadar masar lezeh delo kanu. Not only does it not work when you do one after the other, when you first give a shtar that says you own half of my nechasim to one eved, and then another shtar that says you own half of my nechasim to the other eved, not only does that not work, with the chimas or the kama shiur palge, where obviously it's not going to work because when you give the shtar to the first eved, you're still keeping the other half. V'lokana v'chein l'sheni ela afilu masa l'shneim ka'achas lokanu. Even if you give both of them their respective shtaros simultaneously, it still doesn't work. Dikivan the chatzi nitzai kasav b'kol chad dilma chad palga kasav l'travayu v'yikashir. Since you write, I'm giving chatzi nitzai in each of the shtaros, we assume that maybe you're giving the same half to both of the avadim, and you did keep half for yourself. So since in this case, you're keeping half for yourself, when it's chatzi chatzi, that's the explanation of the brisa that says it does not work. But really, like we suggested, kuli alma lo pligi, that if you're giving away everything, it could be half through shichur, half through some other means, kuli alma lo pligi, that it would work. That shmeshachar chatzi avda would work. Even the Rabbanan would agree. Frek the Gemara, but if that's the pshat v'midiktani seifa, from the fact that the seifa the brisa says v'im amr chatzi chatzi lo kanu mechal dereisha damar kulo. But the seifa, that brisa that we just made in Ukimta, that the brisa must be talking about, that the brisa that says it doesn't work must be talking about where you meshachar chatzi eved and then you give a shtar to the other eved, it also is only meshachar chatzi, right? So that brisa in the seifa of that very same brisa, it says, oh, but if you do chatzi chatzi, then it doesn't work. What do you mean? But if you do chatzi chatzi, I thought you just said the first half of the brisa is talking about where you do chatzi chatzi. Doesn't that imply the first half of the brisa is talking about where you do kulo? So it says, no, prusha kamafarish. The brisa itself is explaining the resha. Af atzman lo kanu, but the avadim are not even kanu themselves. Keitzad, what's the case? Kigon diyamar chatzi chatzi. The case is where you try to do chatzi chatzi rather than giving the entire nechasim to each eved. Hachinami mistavra, and it's logical to assume that that is indeed the case of the brisa, that the case of the resha is also a case of chatzi chatzi, and the seif is only explaining the resha. Diisal kadaitach resha damar kulo, because if you're going to try to explain the resha as saying that you're meshachar kulo, hashta amar kulo lo kanu amar chatzi chatzi mibay, if when you say kulo it's not going to work. You think you need to tell me that when you do chatzi chatzi it's not going to work? I mean, you think about what the brisa would be saying if the resha was kulo. The resha would be saying that if I give a shtar to my eved that says you have everything and I give the same shtar to the other eved, right? The resha would be saying it doesn't work, even though I'm totally being misalik myself from everything I own. It still doesn't work. You then need to tell me that if I give a shtar to the eved that says you can acquire half of everything, that it doesn't work. Of course then it doesn't work. I'm being mishayer something for myself. That should be obvious. So says the Gemara, nah, that point's not really such a stark point. Because imishum ha lo iria. Tana seifa legluya resha. Maybe, I would suggest, meaning maybe really the resha is talking about kulo, the seifa is talking about chatzi. Once you tell me that kulo doesn't work, of course chatzi doesn't work. Yeah, that's true, but I wouldn't know that the resha is talking about kulo until I have a seifa that's talking about chatzi. Had I not had the seifa talking about chatzi, I would have thought that the resha was talking about chatzi chatzi, and that's why it doesn't work. But had it been about kulo, it would work. That's why I need a seifa to talk about chatzi chatzi, to show that that cannot be what the resha is talking about. The resha must be talking about kulo, and that way I'll know that neither one works. Shalot tomar, you shouldn't say resha damar chatzi chatzi avlamar kulo kanu. So Tana Sefer Damra Chatzi Chatzi. That's why the Sefer comes and tells me a case of Chatzi Chatzi Mechal the Reisha Damra Kulov, so that I can derive from there that the Reisha must be talking about a case of Kulov Vafilu Achilo Kanu, and still it doesn't work. Okay, so that wouldn't be the greatest Kasha, but either way, we've rejected the Raya. Meaning, number one, we've said maybe the Sira between these two Braisos is not a Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. It could both be the Rabbanan. One of the Braisos is talking about where you were Meshachar Kulo, where you gave the Eved all of your Nechasim. The other one is where you only gave him Chatzi your Nechasim, and then you gave the other Eved Chatzi Nechasim. The Iba is same a possibility number two in answering the stira between these two brises without saying that it's a machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Lo kasha kan b'shtar echad kan b'shnei shtaros. It's a difference whether you write it all in a single shtar or in two shtaros. Rashi says if you write it all in one shtar, lo kana, then it's not going to work. Meaning, what do? Kigon kol nixay leploni uploni avadai. In one single shtar, you wrote the names of both avadim, and he said, I'm giving all of my nechasim to these two avadim. So that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because just like you can't divorce two women with a single get, you can't be meshachar two avadim with a single get. Forgetting about being meshachar chatzi avid, it's simply an invalid form of shichrur. You can't be meshachar two avadim with a single get. So that's why it's not going to work in the case of shtar echad. But if you write two separate shtaros, then in achinami it would work, right? Because since you're being mesalik yourself entirely, even the rabbanon would agree that you could be Meshachar Chatzi Avdo and have them be Meshachar the other halves of each other. But frankly, wait a second, if it's a single star where you're trying to be Meshachar to Avadim, so forget about trying to give half of your Nechasim to each of them. Even if you were trying to give all of your Nechasim to one of them and none to the other, and you're just being Meshachar both of them with a single star, even if you're not even giving Nechasim, you're just being Meshachar to Avadim with a single star, that alone is a psul. Why do we have to complicate the case by talking about how much of your Nechasim you're giving to each one and how much each one acquires in the other guy? Forget about all that. You can't be Meshachar to Avadim with a single star. So it says, yeah, that's exactly what we're saying afas malokanu bamedvar mamur bishtar echad. Why does it not work? Because you're trying to be meshachar to avadim with a single star. Av b'shnei shtaros kanu. But if you were to use two shtaros, it would work. Ve'im amar chatzi chatzi af b'shnei shtaros nami lo kanu. But if you try to do chatzi chatzi, then even if you try to give half of your nechasim to each one, then even with two shtaros, it wouldn't work. Meaning that even if you don't have the problem of shtar, there still remains a problem of leaving yourself half of the evet. The Iba Yisema, third possible answer to the stira in the two brises, lo kasha. Kan bebasachas, kan bezeachazeh. That the chiluk is, do you do it all at the same time, where you say kulo to both of them, and you give both shtaros at the same time, and that would work, or zeachazeh, where you give one shtar to one guy, and then another shtar to the other guy, where it would not work, where it's one after the other. So Bishlam Basra, so says Gemara, wait a second, Ze'achazeh, what's the problem exactly? I give a shtar to Evid number one that says, you are here by Kona everything I own. Then I give a shtar to Evid number two that says, you are here by Kona everything I own. So what's the problem? So Bishlam Basra Lokani, I understand the second guy is not Kona anything, Dakani Lekama, because the first guy already owns everything, so it's not mine anymore to give. Elekama Likni Nafshi Lekani Lechavre. But why isn't the first guy free? Right, he should be kona everything, including himself, and he should own the other evet. So why doesn't that work? So it says Gemara on the Chavarta Kedushinir Meikara. So you got to go back to one of the previous answers we gave to be miyashiv the brises. Ravashi Amar Shaini Asam de Kakari Luhu Avadai. Ravashi says no. Over there, the case is different because he refers to them as Avadai. Why does it not work in that brisa to be meshachar the chatzi evet? Because you're still referring to him as your evet. So obviously, you're not intending to be meshachar him. That's the real problem over there. Amle Raflam in that brisa. Amle Raflam Ravashi V'dilma Avadai Shayu Kvar. He says no. How do you know Avadai means that are still my Avad? Maybe Avadai means my old Avadim, the Avadim I used to have. Milo Tanan, don't we have a mission that says, that if you write over all your Nechasim to your Avad, the Avad goes free. Shir Karko Kolshu Lo Yatzal Cheirus. If you leave over just a little bit of land, though, that you don't give him, then he does not go free. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Li Olam Hu Ben Chor. Rabbi Shimon says, no, he's always going to go free. Ad Shiyoma Kol Nechsei Nesun Ploni Avdi, Chutzme Echon Mi Rivo Shebehen. Until you're unspecific, you're non-specific about what you're leaving over. If you say, I'm giving you everything except for a tiny percentage of my nechasim, then he's not going to go free. Because the tiny percentage of the nechasim that you're not giving him might be him. Everything else you might be giving him. Let's say he's 80% of your nechasim, he's worth more than everything else you own. Yeah, but if you don't like him, you can view him as a tiny percentage of your nechasim. So you might mean, when you tell an eved, I'm giving you everything except for a tiny percentage of my nechasim, you might very well mean, I'm giving you everything except for you. So what do we see? The problem is only because you said, I'm leaving out a tiny percentage of my nechasim. Hello, Amar Hachi, but had you not said that, Kani, then he would be Kona himself. Amaiva Eved Kakarile, how could he be Kona himself? Aren't you still calling him an Eved? So doesn't that mean to say that you still view him as an Eved? No, Ela Avdi Shayu Kvar. No, obviously what you mean to say is my former Eved. Hachanami Avadai Shayu Kvar. So over here as well, we could say that we're referring to my former Eved, that you don't mean anything by referring to the guy as Eved. You're not trying to say that he's still your Eved. You're just saying that he's your former Eved. Okay, period. Now, totally new discussion. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin, how do you deal with such a guy? So Beis Hillel initially held the opinion that what you do is, he is oved es atzmo yom echad ves rabo yom echad. He splits his time. One day he works for himself, one day he works for his master. Beis Shammai says that's no good, because how's he going to have children, how's he going to get married, and then you have to force the second master to free. And Beis Hillel says, oh, that's a brilliant idea, I agree with you. Within Beis Hillel's initial position, Ovid es rabo yom echad ves atzmo yom echad, so says the Gemara as follows, Nachu shor yom shel rabo l'rabo, yom shel atzmo l'atzmo. If a shor gores him, right, so who do you pay? Do you pay the rab or do you pay the guy? Is it like goring a free man or is it like goring an eved? So he says, well, it depends what day it is. If it's a Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, right? If it's a day that he works for himself, so you pay him. If it's a day that he works for his master, so you pay him. Right away, all the Rishonim ask over here, L'may nafkamina. Beis Hillel was chazru k'divrei Beis Shammai. Right? Beis Hillel said, there's no such metzias anymore. Ovoved es rabo yom echad v'satzmo yom echad. It doesn't happen anymore. We are always kofed the second master to free him. So the my nafkamina in this whole discussion. So says the Mi'iri, nafkamina is, if we haven't yet gotten around to free, to forcing the master to free him. So that would be a good nafkamina. The Chassam Sofer has a wild nafkamina for a case that he was asked. I don't really have time to explain the whole case, but essentially he says what you have over here is that you have an Eved whose guf is owned b'shutvos between himself and his Adon, but the peros of his avoda, of his work, is owned each day by a different person. Meaning on Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, he owns his peros. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, his Adon owns his peros. But the guf is owned b'shutfus. And this Gemara will serve as a model, not for an Eved Eino Chinami, by the Eved it's never going to come up, but it will serve as a model for any time where you have a kinyan guf b'shutfus, but the peros go to a single person. For instance, the case that Chassam Sofer has is two people split a house. There's a top floor and a second floor. They're both half owners in the house. They own the whole house b'shutfus. The kinyan guf is totally b'shutfus. The deal is, one guy, Reuven's going to live in the top floor for 2 years, Shimon in the bottom floor for 2 years, and then they're going to switch. So the peros of the rights to Dira are going to be owned by Reuven on the top floor for 2 years, and Shimon on the bottom floor totally for 2 years. So even though they're shutfim in the entire house, they have kinyan peros in the dira of the house for a given amount. Each one has their own kinyan peros in the dira of the house for a given amount of time. And the Chassam Sofer in the tshuva, so you can look up the specifics, it's an interesting tshuva in the Chosh Mishpatim Kufayin Tes. The Chassam Sofer in the tshuva tries to say that this case serves as the model for any such deal. So in a chinami, there's no nafkamina for an actual case of Eved, but it has nafkamina in other areas of halacha. Anyway, says Gemara, El-Meyata, Yom Shal Rabbi Yusuf Shivcha, Yom Shal Atzma Yusuf Baskorin. Why didn't Beis Hillel think of this solution? On a day that he belongs to his Rav, he should marry a Shivcha. A day that he belongs to himself, he can marry a Bas Chorin. So it says Gemara, Isur lo Karminan. No, we're not going to, by Isur Vaheta, we're not going to say that, because the Kinyan Aguf is that he's still, meaning he's still a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin Be'etzem. So for an Isur Vaheta, we're not going to say that. Tashema Ahemis Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. Let's say someone kills someone who's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So what do? You pay a Knas to the master as if you killed an Eved, or do you pay the family for killing the guy? So no saying chati knas l'rabo, the chati kofar l'yarshim, half. You got to give half a knas to the rav, half of kofar to the yarshim for the tzad cheiros. Amai hakanami lemi yom shel rabbi l'rabbi yom shel asmo l'asmo. Well, why over here don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say that on the yom shel rabbi we'll give it to the rabbi and on the yom shel asmo give it all to his family? So it says, well, no, shiny yachad the kakal yakarna. Over here it's different because you're not just ruining the master's half on the master's day. By killing him, you're destroying what both sides have a kinyan in. You're destroying him. You're destroying what the Karen, both, as we said, that's using the Chassam Sofer's model. There's a kinyan haguf that's a total shutfus. You're destroying the guf. You're not only destroying the payrolls that the master is going to get on those 3 days a week, you're destroying the actual guf. So in that case, you have to split it because you're destroying the guf for both of them. Well, how do you ever have a situation where you're not destroying the guf? Meaning, we said before, if you're mazik him, if the shor gores him on a yom shel rabo, you only pay the rav. Well, why? Aren't you destroying the guf? So why would you only pay the rav? So the Gemara says, no, you hit him in a way where you hurt him, but eventually he's going to get better. So therefore, you're destroying the payros that he's able to produce today because he can't work, but eventually he's going to get better, so you're not destroying his guf. I understand very well, according to Abaye, that in general, when you hurt somebody, you pay both Sheves Gedola and Sheves Ketana. Sheves Gedola means you pay a Nezek payment for the fact that he can't work, right? And we call it Sheves Gedola. Sheves Ketana is, I mean, for the fact that he can't do the job that he normally does. Right, he's no longer able to do the work that he normally would be able to do because he's hurt. Sheves Ketana is that he's no longer able to do anything. Meaning, normally he's able to work with his hands. Now he can't work with his hands. That's Sheves Gedola. So you pay him for that loss. Sheves Ketana is paying him for the fact that anyone normally would be able to be a Shomer Kishuin, would be able to stand as a Shomer over a field and scream when someone comes. He can't even do that because he's laid up in bed. That's Sheves. So Sheves Gedola is Nezek. Sheves Ketana is Sheves. So I understand very well, according to Abaye, that lack of work sometimes is actual Nezek. It's not called Sheves. But according to Rava, that whenever you're paying for lack of work, that's always in the category of Sheves. It's never in the category of Nezek. Well, our case was a case of what? A shor damaged him. A shor only pays nezek payments. So if you're going to say paying for injuring him, for the fact that he was injured and he's unable to work, is considered to be sheves, so he shouldn't pay it over here. He shouldn't pay anything. So So Rava would say that the case is where he was a person hit him. Or you could say, no, this, look, it was a statement of Amoraim. It wasn't a Brisa that said this. So Rava could just say, I disagree with that statement of Amoraim. Okay, big fat period. Totally new sugi now. Gets a little easier now. Let's say you owe your Eved a get shukr, but you haven't given it to him yet. Does he still have the full status of an Eved? Is there still a knas payment if someone kills him? The payment of the 30 coins for knas when someone kills him? What does it mean, mu'ukav get shukr, you owe him a get? So Rashi says, all the cases we said before, where we force the Adon to give him a get. You're mafkir your Eved. You're makdish your Eved. All these cases, we force the other one to give a get shukr. You have a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chorin. We force the other one to give a get shukr. What if he hasn't yet given the get shukr? Is the guy still an eved or is he not an eved? Do you pick an ass or not? Kesef shloshim shkolim yitin la adonav amar rachmanav, I love adonhu. Do we say that no? The knas payment has to go la adonav, and this guy is not his adon because he doesn't have to work for him anymore? Odin la kibin the mechusar get shukr adon karinave. Or do we say no? That since he doesn't have a get shukr, he needs a get shukr, he doesn't have one, he's considered to be his adon. The Tosfos Rosh points out that you have in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, the Gemara says that an Eved doesn't have to go do Re'iyah, an Eved is not Chayiv and Aliyah L'Regel and the Karban in Re'iyah, because the Pasuk says, you go to visit Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, right? So we darshan only someone who has Adon Echad, not someone who has another Adon. Only someone who has only Hashem as an Adon, not someone who also has another Adon. So an Eved is part from Re'iyah. And over there, the Gemara Beferush says that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is chayiv in re'iyah. So, fractatos rush, don't you see Beferush from that Gemara that a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin is considered not to have an adon? Isn't that beferish that he doesn't have an adon? Otherwise, he would be pater from Re'ia, because if he has an adon acher, he's pater from Re'ia. So that's the kasha of Tosfos Rashi. Tosfos Rashi says you have to be mechalik between having an adon legabe Re'ia and having an adon legabe knas. Having an adon legabe Re'ia, why is it that if you have another adon, you don't have to go be olul regel? That's because your adon can say, no, I don't want you going, I want you working for me instead. It's an adon legabe your chiyuv to work for him. So that, by the chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin, you don't have, the adon does not have that right over you, so you can still, you're still going to be chayev to go. But over here we're talking about, is he considered an adon, not legabe a chiyuv to work for him, legabe be'etzem who you are. If someone were to kill you, if someone were to kill the Eved, would there be a Chiyuv Knas payment? So that question could still be up in the air. Tashma says Gemara Raya. Hamas Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choron. Someone kills someone who's a half Eved, half Ben Choron. Nosen Chatzi Knas to Rabbi, Chatzi Kofel Yarshim. You give half of the Knas to the master, half the Knas to the Yarshim. My love, Commissioner Achrona, isn't this assuming like the final solution the Mishnah came up with of forcing the Adon to free him? And we see that prior to the Adon having freed him, you still give a Knas payment, right? You just give half the Knas payment to the Adon. So says Gemara, lo, Commissioner Rishona. No, that discussion was only assuming, like the Mishnah Rishona, like we said before, that we were assuming that you're going to split the time between the Eved and the Adon, and that's when we said that you give Chatzi Kenas Rabo, Chatzi Ko for Liarshav. But if once we know that you're going to force the Adon to free him, then Eina Chinami. If you're going to force the Adon to free him, then for sure you wouldn't have any Kenas payment. Tashma, another raya. Hipil Ashino Vasima Seino. Let's say you knock out your Evet's tooth and you knock out his eye. So normally, one or the other lets the Evet free. The only thing is, it lets the Evet free, but we're going to assume you still need to write a Get Shukhr. Meaning, you now have a Chiv to write a Get Shukhr. So this is also a case of Mu'uk of Get Shukhr if you do one or the other. What if you do both? So Yotze Bishino, he goes free because of the tooth. Vinosin Demeino, and you owe him money for his eye. V'iyam Yeshlo Knasu Knasla Rabbo. If you're going to say, though, that when he still doesn't have a get shukr, if someone else were to kill him, they would pay the rav, they would pay the adon a knas, so long as he doesn't have a get shukr. Hashta chavli be'achrini yavi le rabbe. So how does that work? If someone else hurts the Eved at this point, where I already knocked out his tooth and he doesn't have a get shukr yet, if someone else hurts him, I get paid. But if I hurt him, I have to pay him, right? Chavli be'rabbe gufei yavli le didei. That doesn't make any sense. So it says Gemara Dilma command yamar einot tzarif. No, maybe the whole discussion is only like the assumption, like the shita that holds that when you knock out your Eved's tooth, it doesn't require a get shukr, that you don't need to give him a get shukr, that he automatically goes out free. Titania. Rabbi Shmuel holds he still needs to get shukr. Hold the Torah Zachsala that Rabbi Akiva is correct regarding Shein Va'ayin. Rabbi Tarfon rather is correct the Gabi Shein Va'ayin that he won't need to get shukr. You knock out his tooth and his eye, for sure he's not going to need to get shukr. However, Rabbi Akiva b'share varim. But if you knock off some other aver of his, any of his other evarim, holu knas chachamim hu, since that's not mefurish in the pasuk, that's only a knas chachamim that he's going to go free. So Rabbi Akiva is going to be correct that you still need to give him a get shichur. So an unbelievable chilik in halacha. If you do something that the oraisa would make him go free, he knock out shein va'ayin, so then he goes free without a get shichur. But if you do something that only midrabbanan would make him go free, knock out one of his other evarim, then you still are going to need a get shichur. So frek the Gemara, you knock off one of his other evarim, that's not only a derabbanan, kenasu, cry kadashinan, we dash him from psukim that he goes free. So says Gemara, ela imaholu medrash chachamimu. Yeah, but that's what we mean. Since the chacham dash him from pasuk, and it's not mefurish in the pasuk, that's why we assume, since it's not mefurish in the pasuk, it's only a drasha from the chachamim, that's why we assume you're still going to need to get shukr. That's why we split the halacha. So frek told the Rishonim, what? Because the Chacham Darshan with Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaBen, it makes it any less of a Doraisa than that which is Mefurish in the Pasuk. So it also says, not really that it makes it less of a Doraisa, but we're concerned that since people don't know about this Halacha as much, since it's not Mefurish in Chumash, they don't remember learning it in elementary school, since they don't know this Halacha as much, they might come to say, the guy might come to say, you're still my Eved. But by Shein Va'ayin, the guy's never going to claim you're still my Eved. He knows that the guy's Yatzal L'Cheirus. But if we don't force him to write a get Shikmer when he knocks off one of his other Evarim, the guy might be ignorant and say you're still my Eved. So it's really a Din Midrabanan that you need to get Shikmer, not because the Din D'Oraisa is any weaker, but because people aren't as familiar with the Din D'Oraisa. Obviously, this gets into the big discussion of dinim that are learned from the Yidgul Mirshatar and Dreshman, are they in fact Daraisa or not? Tosus of here clearly assumes, yes, they are Daraisa. That is, in fact, the Mashmaus of the Gemara, that they're Daraisa. The Rambam in Shoresh Sheni of the Sefer HaMitzvos, when he discusses which mitzvos to count, which mitzvos not to count, says that dinim that are learned from the Yidgul Mirshatar and Dreshman are Dirabanan, unless we're otherwise told. Meaning there are Gemaras, he says, where the Gemara will tell you that it's a Din D'Oraisa. But he says, unless the Gemara tells you it's a Din D'Oraisa, we have to assume it's a Din D'Rabbanan, a huge chiddush. The Ramban in his Hasagos to Shoresh Sheni in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, no, it's fakert. It's always a Din D'Oraisa, unless the Gemara tells you beferish that it's only an Asmachta. And that's generally, I think, what most of the Rishonim are going to assume. The Ritva over here says that the issue is the Cheshash, is that people aren't going to know that someone is Meshukra with Shar Evarim, meaning it's Midoraisa, of course, he's Meshukra with Shar Evarim as well. And it's not that the master is going to make the mistake, and the master is going to come over to him and say, I still own you. No, the concern is if we don't write the Shtar Shukra for the guy whose finger was cut off, rather than Shein Va'ayin, other people are going to say, hey, look, that Eved, I know he's an Eved, I know he never got a Shtar Shukra, I see he's got all of his teeth and all of his eyes, and yet I see he's marrying a Bas Chorin. Why can't my Eved marry a Bas Chorin? And people are going to come to think that an Eved's allowed to marry a Bas Chorin. That's the concern, says the Ritva. So again, the Ritva is very similar to Tosos in the sense that he holds that it is a full-fledged real Din D'Oraisa. Can someone who doesn't have a get shukr eat truma or not? Meaning, let's say he was an Eved of a Kohen. So a Kohen's Eved is allowed to eat Truma. What if he's a Mu'uk of Get Shukra, though? The Kohen owes him a Get Shukra. Can he still eat Truma? Do we say that it's only Kinyan Kaspo and this Eved is no longer the Kinyan Kaspo of the Adam? Or maybe I say, no, since he's lacking Get Shukra, he's still called Kinyan Kaspo. If let's say you have a Kohenis has a baby and a Shivcha has a baby, and the babies get mixed up, you don't know which one is who. So they both get to divide one portion of Truma. When they both grow up, they're Meshachar each other, just in case each one is the other is the Eved. So says Gemara, Hachi Ashta. So what you see from there is that even though he's Ma'uk of Get Shukr, because obviously the case is where he needs to get Shukr, you can't be Ovid him Bavodas Parach or anything, right? He's clearly Ma'uk of Get Shukr. You don't even know which one is the Eved, right? And still we see he gets to eat Truma. So says Gemara, no, that's not a good raya. Hachi Ashta Hasim Yavo Eliyahu Yomer B'Chami Nayu the Eved who Kinyan Kaspo Karina Bay. Over there, if Eliyahu and Avi were to come along and tell us that one of them is an Eved, then he would be Kinyan Kaspo. It's just we don't know the Metzias. But over here, Hachalav Kinyan Kaspo Klal. Over here, it's not an issue of Metzias. The halach is that he's not Kinyan Kaspo, right? When it's just a matter of Metzias, that one of them is for sure a full fledged real Eved. We just don't know who. So then, of course, that Eved's going to be allowed to eat truma. Now, in terms of Yavo Eliyahu, this is a classic case of Yavo Eliyahu in the sense that Eliyahu wouldn't be coming to tell us a halacha. It would be Eliyahu and Navi coming to reveal to us a Metzias. The Rambam Nisarei Torah Perek Tes Halacha Dalet writes that if a Navi were to come and paskin a halacha for us al pi nevuah, that's a sign that he's a Navi Sheker and he's chayv Misa, right? So that's why whenever you have that Eliyahu is going to come and clarify, it's always not that Eliyahu is going to come and clarify and give us a psak halacha based on his nevuah, but he's going to come and clarify a Metzius based on his nevuah. That's what Mishnah Lamelech writes in Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes, that a Navi can only be Mevarer and Metzius for us and not a nevuah. This gets into the issue when we say the word Teku, so every 5th, 6th grade Rebbe knows, Haskalah Sagamar Rebbe knows, that when you say Teku, you teach the children, Teku means Tishbi Yitaritz Kushios Vibayos. A big question whether it can really mean that. Does that mean that Leo and Navi is going to come and paskin our Shilas for us? Alpi Nevuah, that we need a Navi to come paskin our Shilas for us? If you need a Navi to paskin your Shilas for us, you got to kill that Navi, right? He's a Navi Sheker. It's also for a Navi to pass on Shilas for us. It could be that it means Eliyahu Navi is such a big Talmud Chacham that he's going to come and pass on Shilas for us, midin a Talmud Chacham, or it could just mean that's not what Teku means. Teku just means the question's going to stand until we have smarter people to come along and answer the question for us. It's not necessarily a doesn't necessarily stand for anything, an acronym for anything. Okay, there's some really geschmack of Torah here Menachem Kagan told me about yesterday. I'll have to get to it tomorrow.